This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There was an important ruling today from the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court in a case involving this station, WBUR. At issue is WBUR's Open Court Project, an online effort to make Quincy District Court more accessible to the public. The idea being anyone with an internet connection can see and hear what goes on in the court.
But in two separate cases, attorneys objected to WBUR archiving the audio and video recordings of the court proceedings online where anyone can watch them anytime. Eventually, this case led its way to the state's highest court. And today, the SJC ruled in favor of WBUR.
So with a disclaimer that this station was an interested party in the case, we're going to talk about the implications of this decision and joining us is attorney Jeff Hermes. He's director of the Digital Media Law Project at Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Societies. Jeff also sits on the advisory board for the Open Court Project and served as a consultant in connection to this case. And Jeff, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon.
So it's a complicated case. And before we get into some of the particulars, why does this decision matter?
Well, this decision is very important because it clarifies the standards and rules under which the media have access to court proceedings, and in particular, criminal proceedings. The court clarified that there's one test which is applied about whether or not the media can come into the courtroom, another which is applied about whether the media can run a camera in the courtroom, and then a third test which applies about whether or not the court can order the media not to publish the material they have gathered.
Okay, very clear. So let's back up a little bit and talk about the two cases involved in this decision. One argued that Open Court, the project here at WBUR, violated privacy laws with regard to a 15-year-old minor, right? So tell us about this case and what was at stake.
Yes, this was the case of Commonwealth versus Barnes, and the defendant in the Barnes case was accused of kidnapping a 15-year-old victim and enticing her into prostitution, a very sensitive case, as one might imagine. And the concern here was that Open Court was allowed to participate in one of the pretrial proceedings in this case and allowed to run its camera. It then recorded that material. It streamed it live during the proceeding, mm-hmm. but it also created a recording which it had and was intending to place on its archives. However, during the proceeding, one of the attorneys accidentally blurted the name of the minor victim. This raised significant concerns about the privacy of the victim and what would happen if the name were released on the archive. Now, WBUR and Open Court do not, as a matter of policy, release the names of minors in connection with reports of this nature. However, the district attorney's office in the Barnes case was so concerned about the possibility that that information might be released that they sought an order from the court prohibiting WBUR and Open Court from releasing that information in the archive.
I see. Okay, now the other case stated that Open Court's recordings might prohibit a fair trial, right?
That's right. That's Commonwealth versus DiIorio. And in the DiIorio case, the defendant was concerned that making a pretrial hearing available to the public on the archive might prejudice a potential jury in terms of its perceptions of him because they would have seen him already in the context of being a defendant in connection with such a pretrial matter. Mm-hmm. That being the case, DiIorio sought to prevent the release of the archived recording to the public.
So the SJC decided to roll these two cases together, essentially. So what's their final, what did they finally rule?
Ultimately, what the SJC ruled is that although a court may be able to prevent a media outlet from running a camera during a particular proceeding, once they allow the camera to run and once that material is gathered and recorded by the media outlet, you can't stop the media outlet from releasing that information to the public without extraordinary circumstances. Mm.
So the idea here is that the media outlet has to bear some or is accorded some sense of responsibility for what it does with that, right?
Yes, and that comes through very clearly in the SJC's opinion. What they suggest is that we can't prevent the court, media outlets from publishing this information, but we understand and expect and recognize that news organizations abide by professional standards. We realize that they don't have an interest in publishing this sensitive information and doing damage to the reputation of a 15-year-old girl or otherwise interfering with fair trial rights, as was at issue in the DiIorio case.
So this is a decision, as we've mentioned, that had to do with this online project experiment on the part of WBUR Open Court. Does it have implications in general for the way other media outlets, for example, would cover court proceedings in this case, in this state?
Definitely. The Open Court Project brought some of these issues to a head because of the extensive nature of the recordings that were being done. But these same concerns arise any time that a camera is operating in a courtroom. And so for any situation in which the media bring a camera into a Massachusetts court, this decision is going to govern the way they behave and the way the court treats the media.
Very interesting. Jeff Hermes, thanks so much for coming in and explaining this to us.
It's been a pleasure.
We're very grateful. Jeff Hermes is director of the Digital Media Law Project at Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He also sits on the advisory board for the Open Court Project and served as a consultant in connection to this case.